Bava Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud. The Mishnah says, Marchikin es ha-mishra min ha-yarak. One needs to distance his mishra. Mishra is a steeping pond. It's an area that they used to soak flax in, and that was a certain pollutant, and you need to distance it min ha-yarak from your friend's vegetables that are growing, because it have a negative effect on his growing of his vegetables. Vasakrishin min ha-betzolim. The same thing is true, that if you want to grow leeks, kreshin or leeks, from and you have to distance them from your friend's betzolim, from your friend's onions, because they also will have a negative impact. Ves ha-chardol min ha-devorim, and you have to distance your plants of mustard that you're growing, min ha-devorim, from your friend's bees. And the reason for that is because the bees, if they eat the flowers of the of the chardol, of the mustard, it has a bad effect on the honey. Rabbi Yossi matir b'chardol. Rabbi Yossi, though, permitted having chardol next to your friend's bees. And the Gemara quotes a brisa in which Rabbi Yossi says that the reason that he permits, in the case of the chardol, to put it near the bees is because the owner of the chardol, the owner of the mustard, can say to the owner of the bees that, why should I have to distance my chardol, my mustard, away from your bees? You should distance your bees away from my chardol, because your bees are also damaging my chardol, my mustard, because they're eating the parts of my chardol plant. And so you're also damaging me, so why should I have to move mine? You might move yours. Now, the Gemara also explains, however, that even though that's what Rabbi Yossi is quoted in the Brisa as holding, that in reality, that's really not Rabbi Yossi's shita. It's not really his opinion. Rabbi Yossi has a much broader opinion different than the Chachamim, that he believes al hanizik al harchikas atzvam min amazik, that the person who's receiving the damage, he's the one who needs to distance himself from the person causing the damage. Now, we're not talking about where a person is actually presently damaging another person. That, of course, the person doing the damage has to distance himself. But in a scenario where there's no immediate damage, but it's just in the future, it'll cause some damage in the future, then and it's not immediate, Rabbi Yossi was of the opinion that it was the nizik, the person receiving the damage, has to move himself, not the other way around. And so in reality, not only did Rabbi Yossi disagree with the case of chardol, that the person who owns the mustard plant does not need to distance himself, but he really argued in the first two cases as well, when it came to the steeping pond of the flax and the leeks from the onions. He agreed he would hold the same thing by there as well. It happens to be that what he meant in the Brisa, that because you're damaging, you, the bee owner, are damaging my mustard plant, the reason it says that is because he's really saying, L'divrayim shel chachamim. He's saying, according to your opinion, the chachamim, that you believe that it's incumbent upon the person doing the damage, even if it's a future damage, to distance himself. That makes sense by your first two cases, by the soaking of the flax and the leeks. But when it comes to the chardol, in the case of the mustard seed, mustard plants, they're both damaging each other. And therefore, there's no cause for the person who has the chardol that he should distance. They're both damaging each other. Therefore, you should agree to me, at least in the case of the chardol. The Chachamim, however, disagree with Rabbi Yossi, even in the chardol case, because they maintain just a difference in reality. They say that the seed of the chardol that the Rabbi Yossi says is being eaten is actually something that the devarim, that the bees, do not find. It's tucked away, apparently, within the plant, and therefore they don't believe that that was a problem.